The music begins.
Blog Talk Radio.
Little boy, where you going? Tell me what you gonna do. You gonna be? Tell me what's your future? It's college in your dreams. You like that money and them shiny things. Got shot at 17. At your funeral we sing a sad song. Your mama's baby's gone. I hear the preacher say, rest in peace, little boy. Little girl, where you going? Do you even know? You too young for them clothes. I know you think you grown, but let him see your mind, not the crack of your behind. Run, baby, take your time and realize tomorrow has trouble of its own. Oh, and one more thing, you deserve a king cause you a queen, baby girl.
What happened to the day?
Come on.
When we knew the way, and we used to say, now everything is great. When trouble comes, we pray. Nothing's gotta change.
I've seen the lightning flashing.
Come on, Red.
And I heard, I heard the thunder roll.
Yes, it is.
It won't be long. God's showing up. I'm wrong.
Oh,
get right, shot.
Lord have mercy.
Before it's time to go.
You doing? Ain't took a trip in years, busy with both your careers.
Yeah.
Trying to make your mark, even bought a house, but your kids live at 106 and Park.
Woo.
It's getting dark.
Yeah.
Don't let the sun go down. Now your children ain't around for
ain't
you.
Around for you.
Ain't no money in the world worth you losing family. Ooh. Just trying to help you see.
Happen to the days when we knew the way. And we used to say, now everything is great. Trouble comes and pray. Something's gonna change.
I see the lightning flashing.
Walk the temperance,
I heard the thunder roll.
Talent show a lottery. I know I've been guilty. It starts inside of me. Together
we can make a change.
Yeah.
And one more thing.
One
when
way.
You judge his name, be careful. The preacher ain't your God.
Ain't your God.
See his job. To give the people Jesus, baby. Jesus, baby.
Yeah.
Going home. Going
home. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Global Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, your modern-day Shulamite woman, and I am here to welcome you all tonight to Every Man Standing in His Place for this Friday, January the 7th, 2022. Hallelujah. And now, my brothers and sisters, get something to write with and to write on. Hallelujah. And get prepared to receive a mighty word from the man of God in the persons of Reverend Kelly Mark Jones. So, hallelujah, help me welcome him, saints of God. And Brother Kelly, my brother, you have our undivided attention. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, good evening, good evening. Thank you so much for that wonderful, wonderful introduction, Sister Shirlene, and awesomely, awesomely perfect song. Oh, the great Rance Allen alongside Kirk Franklin. What a song. May he rest in heaven.
Yeah.
Sure do miss him.
Yeah.
But I would tell you right now, you know, that a lot of stuff that was in the song is somewhat of what we're going to be talking about tonight. You know, God has laid a message on my heart, and we're going to share that with the rest of the world tonight. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I want to let you know that my name is Reverend Kelly Jones. I am a member of the Spirit Alive Network, and I also am a minister at the His Gospel Christian Fellowship Church of Oakland, California, and head pastor, Pastor Robert Owens, and associate pastor, Pastor Lori Owens, under their covering. So I just want to let you know that we are here to present the Word of God to you tonight. We are thankful that
Amen.
You have joined us. And let's go ahead and let's go into a prayer before we sit at
yes,
the table.
Lord.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for allowing us to be able to join you tonight. Father, we thank you for allowing the obstacles to be removed, Father, so that we
yes,
can receive
Lord.
This message tonight. We thank you for pouring it into our hearts, Father. We thank you that
yes.
we might be able to receive what you are serving tonight, Father, deep within our soul, because it is your will that we should be educated, Father. It is your will
yes.
that we should be brought up. It is your will that we should be trained up in the way that we should go, that it
yes,
would not depart
Lord.
From
yes,
us,
Lord.
Father. And that is your Holy Spirit influence over our lives. So we just pray right now, Heavenly Father, that the Holy Spirit would teach. The Holy Spirit would preach. I pray, Father, that you would reduce me and increase yourself, Father. And I pray
yes, Lord.
That nothing would be said out of my mouth that you don't want to be said, Father. I pray put my will
thank
aside
you.
And let thine divine will stand forward tonight. We thank you,
yeah.
Father. We'll be sure to give you all of the praise in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, there's a word that you might be hearing going around. It's rather popular. It has been for a number of years now, but ever so much more since 2019 and 2020. It's called influencer. Influencer, right? We have these things called influencers that are running around. People are basically shedding their knowledge or their image in order to be able to get you to do something. Right, and it calls to mind so many different meanings, you know, what we might be calling the social media influencers. You've heard of that. Right now, we're this is social media, whether it's on a phone or on a radio, we're participating right now as in social media, and we are social media influencers. But just to let you know that everyone is an influencer. Every single person is an influencer, and we'll get more into that. But here is what the world's definition of social platform, you know, influencers are. The world calls them people who are on a multiple platforms, which they're now using to generate income for themselves. They have monetized their popularity, and now there are they're using it to expand their audience to make more money for themselves. That's the kind of influencers that are most popular right now. That, however, is a very narrow definition. And like I said earlier, you know, the truth is that we're all influencers. You're an influencer. Everyone in your house is an influencer. Every person next to you, anyone you've ever met is an influencer.
Come on,
okay?
Bro.
We sort of sell ourselves short realizing how much influence we actually have. Right? So.
Yes. Amen.
But to what end is the question? To what end?
Okay.
Are we actively seeking to improve the lives of those that we are in contact with? Or are we simply trying to extort them to getting them to purchase an idea or a product that might be harmful to them and ourselves? Are we using our influence for that? And the question is not whether or not you are an influencer, but what kind of influencer you are. Are you an influencer for good or for evil is the simple question. Are you endorsing the enemy or are you endorsing Christ? Yes? The subject of today's message focuses on the latter, and we're going to talk about how to be an influencer for Christ. So our first scripture for tonight will be Matthew 5 and 13. If you have your Bible available to you, God bless you. Thank the Lord for having his holy word in your presence. Matthew 5 and 13. Amen. Amen. New Testament. And we're going to read from the New King James Version. And it says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." Amen? Let me read that again. "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." Okay? Now, we often talk about salt and its properties as a preservative or as a flavoring agent. And what we are seeing in this is influence. Salt positively influences how we experience food. Amen? Everything tastes better. The savory dish tastes a little better with a little salt on it. So it when it's used properly, it does good things. But on the other hand, if it's misused, or if it's abused, it could lead to health complications. Speaking as an American, we have a lot of salty food in our diet, and, you know, it leads to complications like high blood pressure, you know, to the point where, you know, it hastens our demise. We die faster because our diets have too much salt. Okay? The same is true for what we allow to influence us. Okay? Lately in Bible study, we've been going through the book of Proverbs, also known as the book of wisdom. Okay? And before you even get to the 10th chapter, we are shown how wisdom, which was there from the beginning, wisdom invites us to take part in real treasure. Real treasure. Okay, and we can see very early on how evil is also there trying to lure us onto the path of darkness from the very beginning. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about influence. Influence at its core, okay? And who's the first influencer? Anybody got a guess? I'll tell you who it is. The influencer was the enemy. The influencer was Satan. The influencer was Lucifer. Influence at its core has been around since the very beginning, and it was the influence that the enemy used in the garden to corrupt Adam and Eve. He corrupted them by influencing them. And like salt with no flavor, they were thrown out of the garden, and all mankind was doomed to be trampled by sin, like it says in Matthew 5:13. Okay? And the same thing has been happening ever since, which brings me to the first point. Number one, Liza, as I said before, the enemy is an influencer. The enemy, your enemy, the devil, is an influencer. And a powerful one, the most powerful one, second only to Jesus himself. He's a powerful influencer. Turn with me to 1 John 2:16. 1 John 2:16. Okay? And in the 16th verse, it says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of this world." Okay? Let me read that again. "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not the is not of the Father, but is of the world." Okay, these three are what the enemy uses to influence us. Okay, now pay attention because I want you to see something. The enemy has not created anything here. Okay, let that sink in. The enemy hasn't created anything. He only perverts and exploits the way we see the world. He twists what we see. He makes us look at it in a different way. And using the desire to sin within us in order to corrupt us, right? He's not creating anything. He's just twisting the vision. And why does he do it? He does it to kill, to steal, and destroy. We know that's what the enemy does, right? The enemy comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. And like point one says, okay, the enemy is an influencer. But here's the gig. The enemy has no new tricks. Every once in a while I'll say that to myself as I'm reminded of all of the things that try to tempt you or get at you or confuse you or confound you or disappoint you or bring you down. The enemy has no new tricks. Why doesn't he have any new tricks? I mean, they might look shiny, they might look new, but really the truth of the matter is it's one of those three. But the enemy has no new tricks. And why not? Because the same ones, they still work. They still work. Okay? The same old tricks that the devil has been using since the very beginning still work now. Talk about cunning. I look to see how many social media influencers. Here's the thing. How many social media influencers had taken their own lives? Now, that's a very difficult number to find. It's what I like to call obfuscation. It's like there's a lot of different numbers out there and different sources and different kinds of ways that they put it, you know, statistics and all of these kinds of things that they put out there, and they put it out in a way that makes it very unclear. And the funny thing is that you can see some individual results, but it's hard to put a square number on those things, mostly because that number is changing all the time. But then again, it's almost as if they didn't really want you to know. It's like they don't really want you to know how many people are getting so caught up in their own image that they're taking their own lives when they can't live up to it. That's nothing but the enemy. That's confusion. We need to recognize that. Okay? What I can tell you is that from the search I got, I found more than 20 million results. Now, I'm sure many of those results were duplicated, but in line after line, you can see the words influencer suicide, followed by a name over and over again. And what the results will tell you is that the death of an influencer increases the likelihood. Watch this. The death of an influencer increases the likelihood that someone who followed them will also commit suicide. I want you to let that sink in. And the most vulnerable group is girls. Girls at the tender age of 13, they're so highly malleable. You can influence them easily. And the number one offending platform is TikTok. TikTok. Now, I'm not saying anything, you know, per se bad about a social media platform.
Right.
Okay. And I'll get more into that. I'm going to get more into that because it's not about the fact that the media is not the enemy. I'm going to jump ahead just to that part right there. The media is not the enemy. The enemy is the enemy.
Yes.
Okay. The enemy is the enemy. The media is not the enemy. And a lot of people will run around, oh, the media is the enemy, and they're telling us they're divisive and blah, 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 and they're saying all of these horrible things about us. No, the enemy is the enemy. And people make an enemy of the media when the media does not take their side. Okay? But that's another issue. But I want you to know this. See, God wants you to know that the work that he will do in you. Amen. God wants you to know
Amen.
That the work that he will do in you is greater than anything you can hear on the radio or see on any screen. Amen. The work he
Amen.
Wants to do in you is greater than anything you can see or hear. But our faith has been short-circuited by what we see and by what we hear. It's not supposed to be that way. What we see, we imitate because we think it has a greater significance than what we believe. Right? We think what we see, we think that seeing is believing, but the truth is that believing is seeing. Okay, we live in this upside-down kingdom, and we don't even believe God when he calls us his masterpiece. No. No, we'd rather believe the enemy when he says we are not good enough.
Come on, bro.
You know,
that's good.
We want to say that it's better in another place or in another country than it is where I'm at. I can't do much because I'm here and not there. I can't, you know, we have these things that says, you know, I look like this, therefore I can't do that. Or I can't have that.
Come on.
Or I can't be that. All of these things, you know, the enemy is trying to tell us we're not good enough. But one of the best ways to combat this assault on our senses, okay, is to allow the Holy Spirit to inform us and heed his prompting. We got to listen to God. Stop listening to all of those negative things that are coming at you. The enemy will wake up as the enemy is there the moment you wake up to start pouring negativity into your ears, into your mind, into your heart. That's all he does. That's his job. Okay? He is there as soon as you wake up. But we talk about guarding our gateways in when we read the Bible. We talk about guarding our eyes and guarding our ears. And our Lord specifically talked about this, right? Matthew 6:22 and 23. I'll say it one more time. Matthew 6:22 and 23. It says, your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. And when your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. Amen?
Amen.
I want you to pay attention to where it says, but when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. Okay? To be filled means to be controlled by what fills you. Okay? To be filled means to be controlled by what fills you. When you are filled with darkness, you are controlled by darkness. And we are instructed to be filled with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and therefore controlled by the Spirit. Okay? We have to watch what goes in because what goes in can fill us up, and what fills us up controls us. And it's saying it right here in black and white, Matthew 6:22 and 23. Your argument is not with me.
Amen. Say that. Okay.
The argument is not with me. Okay?
Come on
and
now.
And yet we are seeing a generation. We are seeing a generation of folks wanting to be seen.
Come on, man.
They want to be seen. Right? You want to be seen, but you're not really thinking about what you're showing people, because if you're showing people darkness because you want to be seen, you are filling other people with darkness.
Come on. Say it.
Okay?
Preach now.
Because and what I mean by that is, like, when we have these folks that are running around here wanting to be seen, they want to be praised. They want to attain glory and fame and these instant riches for themselves. They're willing to do anything to attain them. Anything.
And
they want to influence you to do the same thing. But at what cost? What does it cost them? Indeed, the question for those that seek after these things is point number two. What are we buying and selling? We buy and sell influence.
Come on.
Right? We buy and sell influence. Now, number one, the enemy is an influencer. He gives his away for free.
Yes, he is.
Sort of.
Lord.
I mean, you got to read the fine print. You know, it looks free, but it's not. It costs you everything. Okay? And we take a hint from that, and we buy and sell influence. Now, turn to 2 Corinthians 6:14. These are very specific instructions. And remember, we talked about the image that we're showing people and how it fills other people with darkness, right? 2 Corinthians 6:14. We're going to go all the way to 18, okay? It's going to be real quick. Okay, so 6:4-18, 2 Corinthians, it says, don't team up with those who are unbelievers. Don't team up with them. Okay? How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness?
Okay.
How can light live with darkness? Okay? Darkness can't live with light. What harmony can there be between Christ and the devil?
None.
How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever?
Okay.
Now let me stop right there, because I want you to get this real quick. There's a difference between being in the company of an unbeliever and partnering with an unbeliever. The partnering that they're talking about in this sense is doing what they do, going where they go, believing what they believe, acting like they act, and in short, being influenced by them. If someone is trying to influence you away from Christ, that is not someone you need to be partnering with.
That's right.
Okay? Okay, but the whole idea is you can be in their company, because guess what? You're an influencer too. And more so, you're an influencer for Christ. So there's a certain amount of issue that we have to learn how to be in people's company but not be affected by negativity.
Come on.
Okay? Not be affected by unbelief. We have to be careful with that. But let me continue on to verse 16, because this is the one. And what union can there be between God's temple and idols? We're getting deep now. What union can there be between God's temple and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. Okay? We are the temple of the living God. And as God said, I will live in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people.
Yeah.
Therefore, come out from among unbelievers.
Yes,
separate yourselves from them, says the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
How do you separate yourself from an unbeliever? Be a believer.
That's right.
Because at one time, we were all unbelievers.
Right.
Are you getting that? Look real close. Come out from among unbelievers. The only people who are among unbelievers are unbelievers. okay? Separate yourselves from them by being a believer. But here's the key. Do not touch their filthy things. And I will welcome you. Do not touch their filthy things, and I will welcome you. And I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So what are we buying and selling? Right? What are we buying and selling? Well, mm-hmm. We talk about images and darkness and being the temple of God and separating ourselves from unbelievers. So what then are we buying and selling? People, we are the temple of God. We are his creation and his property. We are running around here trying to sell property we don't even own.
Come on now. Ooh, we. That's good.
Okay. We're trying to run around here selling property we don't own.
Don't even own. Lord, okay? Have mercy. Help
right?
us, Jesus.
I mean, when we think about the larger aspects, we think about countries and we think about how they don't get along and we think about these borders and we think about fighting and skirmishes and people dying in between. Who owns the land that they stand on? We don't. This is God's green earth. He owns it in the fullness thereof, everything in it. We know how silly it looks of us to be fighting over what we don't own.
Come on, that's
but yet and still, it's within our nature because here we are selling, buying and selling what we don't own, which is ourselves.
Come on.
Okay? And here's the worst part. The image of ourselves that we're selling, we're parading that around, and that's not the truest representation of ourselves.
Come on. Say it.
It's not. We're not selling the best image of ourselves. We're not putting that out there. No. Instead, we promote something that's been chiseled and shaped and filtered. Okay.
Come on.
All of these filters for our faces on our phones to make us look more beautiful and take our flaws out and all of these kinds of things. We're selling doctored images of ourselves because we believe that that's what other people are looking for.
My Lord and my God.
We do this stuff because we think that's what other people like.
Right.
Where's God in that?
Nowhere.
Where is God in that? No, you're influencing other people for the sake of influencing other people. You're not trying to make God happy. That is the definition of being a people pleaser.
Come on, bro.
Okay?
Make it plain.
It's something we're doing it for something that they would like, something that they'll pay time and attention and money for. Okay? And we even change our speech. We change the way we talk to appeal to a certain group of people.
Yes.
We have this thing called code switching. Okay? I'm going to tell it like it is. I'm going to tell on it. Code switching. We all know what it is. Right? We talk one way when we're around our friends, but we talk another way when we're in the company of people we don't know.
Come on.
Okay. Do we not do it? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Tell the truth and shame the devil, like my mama say. Okay. So we place ourselves as a result of these things, all of these shortcuts that we're taking, all of these alterations, these changes that we're making to ourselves. We place ourselves in, look, we even place ourselves in mortal danger for what? A selfie. Think about it. Everyone has had to hear of at least one person trying to take a picture of themselves and wound up dying in the process. Hanging off of a cliff, hanging off of a building, put in their own life in danger to attract people to them. And guess what? The only thing that they wind up doing is influencing other people to do that same thing. Maybe they got away with it. The next person, maybe not.
Might not. Hmm. Well.
You might not. I mean, the Bible I read says, do not tempt the Lord thy God.
Come on.
Okay.
Say that.
Cast yourself down, right? That's the enemy trying to influence you to cast yourself down. No, we can't be doing that kind of stuff. Because what we come up with, the only result that we come up with after all of these filterings and alterations is it's a graven image of our own creation, which God specifically said not to make for ourselves.
Come on.
Okay.
Teach now.
He said we turn the very temple of God into a place of idol worship. Either worshiping ourselves or influencing other people to worship us. And when you what you worship, you imitate. Ooh. Watch out now. We turn in the temple of God into a place of idol worship. So when it comes down to it, the enemy tries to do the following. He sells you what you don't need. He sells you what he doesn't own and sells you what you shouldn't want. And then to top it off, here's the one where it makes the corner and comes back around. To top it off, he gets you to do the same thing and teach others how to do it. Now you're doing his work for him. Okay? Pull it together, people. We got to pull it back together. We don't belong to that. God is not why God has made us. Okay? But I ask again, what are you really selling? What are you really selling? You selling your dignity? You selling your humanity? And in some cases, you sell your life. Okay? And once you slap a price tag on all of these, the enemy sees you as fair game. You are now for sale. Okay? And he's coming full speed ahead to steal, kill, and destroy your dignity, your humanity. The ultimate goal is to take your life. That's the bottom line. That's where it leads. Okay? It's popular to say these days, you know, like I said, it's popular to say these days that the enemy, that the media is the enemy. And again, I'll say it again. The media is not the enemy. The enemy is the enemy. And how you choose to use social media or media of any type is what's going to influence you. So social media is it's a lot like money. Right? Social media is a lot like money. It's a tool. It's a means to an end. And money, as we know, is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Please do not misquote that. The love of money is the root of all evil. Social media, in that sense, is a lot like money. It's a tool. Okay? You could use it for good or evil. And loving it is the beginning of a downfall. But we have a choice, okay? Not just online, but in real life, IRL, as they say. We have a choice. And it's funny how we're wise enough to make that distinction in some areas, right? We want to make a distinction between what's online and what's in real life. We put that in there. We say that IRL to separate ourselves from it, but we don't separate ourselves enough. Okay? We'll separate ourselves enough. I'm here today to encourage everybody to be on guard, and when you have a chance, promote God instead of this false image of ourselves. Promote God. Be bold. Be bold in the Holy Spirit. Be bold in the name of Jesus. Be bold. And speak the word of God.
Yes,
be bold.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Be bold. Now, I understand. I understand that in some places, this is a scary thing to do. This is a scary thing to think about. But I was thinking about Paul today. I was thinking about Paul and how Paul, you know what? You couldn't get Paul to shut up. You couldn't get Peter to keep his mouth closed. No. And they were two of the greatest. But why? Because they knew they were influencers. They knew that they had a responsibility to share something that was so good that could change the life of everybody who heard it. My God, what they and they didn't feel burdened by it. They were freed by it, knowing the truth and being able to say it. I know that's not a luxury that many can afford. I understand. But it's not necessarily always about what you say. It's how you act. It's how you treat people. It's how you love people. Right? In this way, so they know that you're mine. They'll know that you're God's people because you love one another. Amen?
Yes, sir. Yes,
they
sir.
They will know. You'll be identified as a child of God because you love. Not because you influence somebody to do something crazy. Love is the hallmark of a child of God.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
So look around. Look at the state of the world. Now more than ever is the time to be an influencer for Christ.
Yes, for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Matthew 5:14-16. It reads this way. It says, no one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. No. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, we just mentioned this, right? In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. So, you know, if you praise him at home, praise him online. If you praise him online, praise him at home. Okay? But here's what we're talking about. We're talking about that high level, that good quality fruit, those fruits of the Spirit that come with being a child of God. Let them manifest, let them grow. Okay? And display them for everyone. Love one another. Amen. That's how we know. That's how they'll know. Okay? They will praise God. They will praise your heavenly Father when they see you love. Okay? And if you serve him at home, serve him online. If you serve him online, serve him at home. Now, I understand that it sounds like it's interchangeable, but it's really not, because some people live online one way, but they live at home another way, and vice versa. Okay? We have to be the same people at home that we are when we are in public. Be the same people. Okay? If you're not, if people can't necessarily see that you're a child of God because of the way that you live at home, keep reading, keep studying, keep praying. God will make the changes within you in order to make you be that beacon of light. He's going to draw people to you by way of the Holy Spirit, who
Lord,
are going to wonder,
you,
what is it about this person? How is it that this person can be going through the things that they're going through and still manage to love on people? I didn't say keep a smile on their face, because God knows that's not always possible. Understand? I get that.
All right.
But to be able to still continue to love other people, to be able to continue to operate and walk in love.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Okay? Put your personal brand in line with his personal brand.
Come
and bless
on,
somebody
right
with a
there.
Word of encouragement. Okay? Yeah. Be on brand. Be on Jesus's brand. Okay? Everybody's talking about my personal brand, you know. No, Jesus is the brand we need to partake of. We need to
Hallelujah.
Imitate.
You better teach.
We need to follow. We need to let influence us. That's the brand.
Yes.
Okay? My God. So, brush somebody with a word of encouragement. Fight back against this constant stream of negativity. And don't be surprised when the enemy comes to test you. Okay? Don't be surprised when the enemy comes to test you talking about, you know, how you post all this Bible stuff online, but you're not really living like that. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Like I said, the Holy Spirit is not done with you yet. The Holy Spirit isn't done with me yet. Okay? Be sure to resist the temptation to compromise your witness and guard your eye gate. Give your eyes a rest. Okay? Give your ears a rest. Find a quiet place and take your time to disconnect, to unplug from all of the things that you see and hear and dedicate that time to God.
Yes. Teach on it now.
Okay? Take some time out. Okay? Let's be sure to do that. And listen to the Holy Spirit when the Spirit says you shouldn't be doing something. When the Holy Spirit says you shouldn't be seeing that, remove it from your view.
Yes. Say that.
Okay? Take it away. Say, you shouldn't be looking at that. You shouldn't be listening to that. If God in your heart tells you that, do it. Do it.
Yes.
Don't sit up there and say, don't rationalize it and be like, oh, yeah, but I like this. Oh, but it's not that bad. Oh, but that's not what it really means. No. If your heart is being spoken to by the Holy Spirit saying, remove this from me, this is not good for you, then do it. Okay? Find something that is pleasing to the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Okay?
My Lord.
Remember, we are salt and light, and don't let your salt become tasteless. Don't let your light become darkness. The enemy uses many methods to entice us in the following him. He doesn't need any more, but now more than ever, we must resist him by limiting
his
influence.
Yes, Lord.
In our lives. And
Thank
by being hearers.
Hallelujah.
And doers of the word.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. And I want to say right now, if you are ready to be an influencer for Christ, if you're ready to allow Jesus to be your personal brand, if you are ready to allow the Lord into your life, if you are ready to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you are ready to understand and accept the fact that he came and that he died and that he was buried and on the
Jesus.
Third day he rose again in fulfillment of the scriptures and is right now seated at the right hand of God in intercession for
you Jesus.
After dying for your sins, if you are ready to receive Jesus, I want you to say this prayer with me right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I've allowed the enemy to influence me up until this point, but I'm ready, Lord, to come before you, to receive your influence, to receive your Holy Spirit, to receive your everlasting life,
Hallelujah.
To receive
yes,
your eternal
Jesus.
Life, to receive your forgiveness of sins. Up
yes,
into my
Lord.
Life, Father. I'm ready to receive that right now, Lord. If you would please, please, please accept me as your child. I would love you, Lord, to come in and lead me the rest of my life for now and for forever. And if you said that prayer, And I want to personally welcome you to the family of God. I want to thank
yes,
you
hallelujah.
For allowing the Holy Spirit to influence you right now. If you said that prayer, there are angels right now that are celebrating
yes.
and that are partying just for you because another one has come home. Welcome to the family
thank
of God.
You.
You're
welcome.
So happy. And if I could just embrace you right now with my very
yes.
own arms, I surely would. But just know that the Holy Spirit is there embracing you from the inside out.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. And amen.
Hallelujah. What a rhema word we have heard on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My brothers and my sisters, we have indeed heard a rhema word. Now, if you just prayed that prayer and you would like to have a word, hallelujah, if you're in our studio and you would just like to encourage the man of God or let the man of God know how he blessed you this evening, kindly press your 1 and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you are in our chat room, you are also welcome to type a comment or a question for Reverend Jones. Hallelujah. First and foremost, Reverend Jones, I want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you, because I heard you ask folks, who are you influencing and what are you influencing them with? Hallelujah. I would like to recognize our resident apostle who is in my sister and friend, my co-laborer in the ministry, Apostle Zeta Flowers. I know that you have a lovely
Amen.
Word, so come on in and show the people of God how it's done. Amen.
Well, praise God. Yes, the message sure was good, and it was right
Amen.
On message for what people really need to hear, and more than ever. And these times, I just really enjoyed the message and you know, and what he was speaking into our hearts and minds what really stood out to me was resisting the temptation to compromise.
Yeah.
Because so often the enemy will come in that way. You know, we know right from wrong, and we know what God has called us to. And so, you know, we just need to resist the enemy all the time, because he's steadily coming after at us. We also
Amen. Amen.
Paying attention to the Holy Spirit and being tuned to what he is speaking to you.
That's right.
Not grieving the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Which is really that puts you in danger
not a good
when
thing
you
do.
To do. As well as others when we do that.
Yes.
Praise God. So we just have to go forth as he lead us and speak and do the things that he would have us to do. And I like the fact that he said, "Be the same." Be the same.
Yes, all the time.
You are in Christ Jesus, whether you're at home and everywhere else you go.
That's right. That's right.
And to walk in love.
Walk in love.
All right. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
All right. But that, it was good. The word was good.
It was really
good,
wasn't it, Apostle?
Yeah.
Well,
I have to
totally concur with that. It was a really solid, hallelujah, hard-hitting,
Amen.
Powerful message. And it resonated with my spirit simply because I am on Facebook almost every day to put something up about Jesus. And one of the things that irritates me most is everybody has an office on Facebook. Everybody is apostle this and evangelist that and bishop this or, you know, pastor that. But yet, you know, they're posting pictures of them at the Bruno Mars conference or a concert, or they're posting pictures, some of the ladies with outfits on that does not look like you're trying to influence anyone to come to Christ. In fact,
Amen.
Oftentimes it's quite the opposite. So when I
Amen.
See that,
now.
My first question is, who are you really trying to influence and where are you trying to take them? Because,
there
see, if I'm a woman of
there
God,
it is.
I'm going to dress like a woman of God, walk like a woman of God, talk like a woman of God, and I will understand that my glamour shot doesn't have the power to save anybody. Only the word and the love of God, by the power of his Holy Spirit, has the power to influence anybody to anything that's lasting. The word of God says only what you do for Christ will last.
Thank you.
So if you're a servant leader, I am begging you today, if you are in your pride, if it is all about, you have somehow slipped into a position where you believe it is all about you, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would stop, drop, and repent. Because you have been called to be responsible for the souls of others. And if you're trying to influence them by anything, with anything other than the word of God, the love of God, and by encouraging them to listen to the word of God, you have truly missed the mark. But know here, Spirit Alive, we're going to be praying with you and for you, because all we want here on the Spirit Alive Network is that you be ye transformed, not into many Reverend Joneses or many Apostle Flowers or many Bishop Cooks. We want you to be transformed into the likeness of Jesus Christ himself.
Yes, yes.
So we just praise God for this awesome message. We praise God for all of you that were here in the chat rooms. I want to say a special thank you to all the students at Lincoln University that are listening tonight. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you, young people, for coming into the chat room and listening. So shout out to Lincoln University, a historically black college located in Jefferson City, Missouri. We here at Spirit Alive, we love you, and we're glad to have you listening. To my dear brother, Reverend Kelly Mark Jones, my brother, you did it. You allowed the Holy Spirit to do it again, and I am so grateful. And we just want to thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to stop by and bless us with the word on tonight.
Amen.
This has been Every Man Standing in His Place. Hallelujah. With my dear brother, Reverend Kelly Mark Jones, I want to thank Apostle Zeta for always being here in the house to support and to pray. And I want to thank all of you. It is our fervent prayer that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed weekend, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good
transformed.
Night. And God bless you. From all of us
Amen.
Here at the Spirit Alive Network, good night.
Amen.
God bless you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good
night. Good
night.
Love you.
Love you.
Amen.